During his weekly television broadcast yesterday, President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela introduced a new digital currency.
El Petro se va a llamar. El San Petro.
Maduro is calling it the Petro, and the point of this new digital currency, according to Maduro, is to allow Venezuela to get around an array of U.S.-led economic sanctions. But how exactly? Well, Maduro offered few details. So for more, we turn to Andrew Rosati, a reporter for Bloomberg News in Caracas.
It's a cryptocurrency, and it's basically the Venezuelan version of the Bitcoin. Now, there's very few details have been given out so far, and we're all kind of wondering. But the big hope is that they'll be able to get cash and payments abroad, since they're having trouble with U.S. sanctions paying for things like their bonds or other creditors, that they'll be able to circumvent the sanctions. But they haven't said just exactly how they're going to do it yet, so we're waiting for detail.
Now, the Petro, it's backed by oil reserves. Are those global oil reserves or just Venezuela's reserves?
They're just Venezuela reserves. And they also said that they're going to back at things like with gold and other diamonds, that there are things that there are technically a lot of in Venezuela. The problem is that many of these things are backed on faith. You know, coming from the Venezuelan government, there's a lot of skepticism here. You know, the government is, you know, up to its neck in debt. The people are thinking the default is imminent. I think many investors or potential would be very skeptical accepting some fresh currency from Venezuela.
The global price of oil dropped to a big degree in the last decade. I mean, and that's in large part why Venezuela's got this current crisis. What do the experts think? Do they think this is going to work?
No, there's a huge amount of skepticism around this. One of the big problems that got Venezuela into this mess are these controls and Byzantine restrictions they have on their own currencies. You can't just go to the bank and get dollars here. You have to go through these government exchanging houses or the central bank. It's a huge amount of red tape. And this giving it another new currency and not opening up the controls, it seems like even more of a headache here. So the fact that they're suddenly like, okay, we're going to bring out this new currency. The last system didn't work. No one's really excited by this. I think that what many economists are saying is that they need to open up their markets, but we haven't seen a big effort to do so.
Yeah, so economists are skeptical. What about Venezuelans who are going to have to presumably use this currency? What do they think?
If you look at there's so many problems day to day in Venezuela, just like getting cash out to make basic transactions. There's long lines in the banks. Then once you actually get a handful of cash to go and spend it, you know, there's scarcities of products and, you know, everything from chicken to car parts. So when someone brings up this idea of a new currency, I think, you know, this hasn't really registered for a lot of Venezuelans yet because there's so many problems on the day to day just getting through the grind.
Is the traditional currency, the bolivar, still legal tender, though?
The bolivar is the legal tender, but hyperinflation in Venezuela has, you know, rendered it practically worthless. A dollar here goes for about over 100,000 bolivars in the black market.
So just on the practical side, how do Venezuelans pay for stuff? I mean, if you go out and buy a jar of peanut butter, you have to take a whole bag of cash with you?
What's happened in Venezuela is that because prices are rising so fast in the midst of hyperinflation, there is not enough cash to go around to make local purchases. Anything you can, you pay for with a debit or credit card or a bank transfer. But there's always these things you have to pay for, whether it's a parking garage, a taxi, or buying from a fruit stand. The lines in the bank will go out the door to get scarce cash. You can spend an hour, 2 hours to get some cash, and then it's gone in a matter of seconds.
Wow.
Going out for a meal, like at a nice restaurant, will hundreds of thousands of bolivars to get a massive type of cash here that could, you know, fill a suitcase in the smallest denominations. The government has released some newer bills, but there's just not enough to go around. Everything is being pushed towards electronic transfers or through plastic. But you just can't get around it. And there's actually been a growing market for cash itself because, you know, there's not enough cash to go around. No one wants to stand in the banks. So people are, you know, whether they're store owners or people that make a business of it, they're actually buying cash to use later. So it's this kind of big downward spiral because of inflation is going up so fast.
What about you, Andrew? If you were investing in currencies, how risky an investment would purchasing Petros be?
I think it'd be extremely risky right now, given the government's or the Venezuelan track record, and, you know, lots of people, whether it be in airlines or, you know, oil service providers, have lost a lot of money investing in Venezuela in the past few years. So, a new cryptocurrency, it sounds like a very risky business to me.
Andrew Rosati, a reporter with Bloomberg News, speaking with us from Caracas. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Marco.